Welcome back to the Prepare Podcast. I'm Heather Hanton, and I'm glad to be your host. If you like what you hear today, please subscribe on your favorite podcast player. We have over 60 episodes for you to peruse when you're out for a walk, driving your commute, or whenever you listen to podcasts. You'll find inspirational content that will encourage you in your daily pursuits and callings. With us on our podcast today is Major Paula Pyle. Originally from Barbados, she and her husband, Major Robert Pyle, are the commanding officers of the Parkview Salvation Army in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Today, you'll hear Major Paula share her personal testimony of faith, how the Lord has used her in ministry through the Salvation Army, and how she has managed the challenges of continued ministry even through the COVID-19 pandemic. Sit back and let the Lord renew your soul through Paula's words of encouragement in this episode. Good morning, Major Paula. Welcome to the Prepare Podcast.
Good morning, Heather. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're coming to us from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And Major, you and I have never really met in person. We've had several correspondences over email this past year. But with the pandemic, I feel like I've missed out on actually meeting you in person at some of the various gatherings that we would normally have in this in the Central Territory. So really, today we're meeting for the first time face-to-face over this video chat. So let me just say how nice it is to finally meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you as well, Heather.
Yeah, we're excited to talk to you today and hear your story. We want to get to know you better. So just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up in a Christian home in the beautiful island of Barbados in the Caribbean. I know most persons there are looking forward to take a trip there, especially when this COVID-19 crisis is over.
Yes.
And I was converted on the 4th of June, 1982, in the Wesleyan Holiness Church. Now, my family eventually became members of the nearby Salvation Army, and the name of the Corps, which I grew up in, is called the Four Rose Corps. I have two siblings, one sister, Marcia. She's 3 years younger than I am, and one brother, Major Jonathan Kelman. He's 1 year older than I am, and he's presently the district commander of the Salvation Army Belize, which is in Central America.
Oh, wow.
My father is still alive. He's also an active Salvationist in my home corps. Sadly, my mother, who was home league secretary for a number of years, She was promoted to glory on March the 2nd, 2016. So I've been a Christian for 38 plus years, and I'm presently married to Major Robert Pyle. And we have one beautiful daughter, Princess Alice Roberta Pyle.
Oh, I love that, Princess. What made you decide to name her Princess?
Well, I just wanted her to be special because my brother also wanted to name, if he had another female child, Princess. Mm-hmm. So I decided that I would go along with that.
Oh, I love it. And I bet she is. I bet she's just as special as ever.
Yes, she is.
That's great. Well, we want to hear more about your history and how you came to this officership in the Salvation Army. So tell us about your calling to full-time ministry in the Salvation Army.
Well, to be honest, my calling to officership came in 1996 while attending my brother's commissioning in Kingston, Jamaica. I had actually felt God's calling on my life before, but, you know, I didn't take heed as some of us do. And secondly, because I knew my parents would think that I was making a wrong decision to give up my secular job. Mm-hmm. I also felt that people would think that I was falling in the footsteps of my brother. However, I entered the Salvation Army Training College in Kingston, Jamaica in 1997, and the name of my session was Faithful Intercessor Session.
Yes.
My now husband then entered the training college in 1998, and from there, our relationship evolved. I knew his parents and his two younger siblings when they were my divisional leaders in Barbados and St. Lucia Division. And I was also enrolled as a junior soldier when they were divisional leaders. But I didn't know that my present husband nor his older brother had existed. So It's a small world. Mm-hmm. And my ministry began to grow from the time that I was commissioned in 1999. First of all, I was sent as the associate officer at the Almond Town King Tire Corps, Kingston, Jamaica.
Okay.
And we got married in 2000 in Watton, Barbados, which would be my husband's first appointment, my second appointment. Mm-hmm. Then we were appointed to Watton Corps, as I said, preschool and daycare from 2000 to 2002. Then we transferred after two short years to Georgetown Citadel Corps in Guyana, South America, from 2002 to 2006. Now, during that time, we were both the commanding officers, but my husband was also given the responsibility of being the divisional youth secretary and then the divisional finance officer.
Oh, wow.
And then we were given the opportunity to go back home. So we were served then at the Wellington Street Corps, which had a preschool and daycare, from 2006 to 2008. And during that time, our daughter would have been born in 2005. So then the Lord decided to move us again in Barbados. This time, we were promoted to divisional headquarters. I was given the appointment of Divisional League of Mercy Secretary, Special Services Secretary, and from then, I was also given the additional responsibility of Divisional Secretary for Women's Ministries. The Lord saw it fit for us to even move further and to get more experience. And so in July 2014, we were appointed to the School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, in Kingston, Jamaica, where I was appointed as a sponsorship director, and my husband was appointed as the administrator. And that leads us to this point where we are now in beautiful Minneapolis. In 2018, August the 9th, we landed, and we have been so warmly welcome. I feel so welcome here, presently being the core officers of the Salvation Army Minneapolis Parkview Corps.
Now, having come from Barbados, which, side note, my husband and I took our divisional band from Florida when we lived there. We took them down to Barbados. So that was recently. That was in the spring of 2019, right before we moved here. So, so we've been there. We know the Army there. It is fantastic. We could not have asked for a better trip to a better Salvation Army. We were welcomed and just made to feel like we were part of their family. It was so wonderful.
I'm glad they made you feel welcome.
Yes, absolutely. Shout out to the Salvation Army in Barbados. It is a wonderful thing happening there. God is doing some amazing things. We were very blessed. So having been there, what doors were open for you to come to the Central Territory?
Wow. As I said, there's always some change that God has in store for you in your life, and you just have to go with it. An opportunity arose for a change of appointment in 2018 for international service. So we signed up by faith. We didn't know where we would end up serving.
Yeah.
And then we received the appointment. It took me a little while to Google and figure out that would be such a cool place.
I know, right?
I had been to London for holiday, you know, before the summer in 1988 and 1993. But I put the appointment forward as a matter of prayer. Some person said that I was so little and didn't know how I would manage the snow and cold.
Oh yeah.
And I would probably need about 10 layers of clothing. But so far I've only dressed up in about 6 layers.
Oh good.
Yeah. Hasn't been too bad.
Yeah, it definitely is a bit of a shock when it comes to the cold from coming from such a tropical environment. We felt like that too when we moved from Florida. We were there for 5 years. So I can identify with that as well. So you were called to be an officer. You feel called to full-time ministry. How has God's call led you up to this point?
Well, God has been moving in some amazing ways. And just like the name of my session, Faithful Intercessors, He has indeed gifted me and called me to an intercessory prayer life. I'm able to intercede for others, either by text, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, email, Zoom, etc. This has been going on all my life as an officer, not only when I was at divisional headquarters as the Divisional League of Mercy Secretary or the Divisional Secretary for Women's Ministry, throughout my whole life. As a matter of fact, I pray about everything I do, even down to getting a parking space.
Amen.
Sometimes I would even pray over the bulletins, you know, the bulletins that are published or even the obituaries in the newspaper for persons who I do not even know. I just felt that is my duty because somebody prayed for me and I pray for others as well.
Absolutely. So with that in mind, how has God equipped you and gifted you to ministry, and how are these gifts impacting your present appointment in your community?
Well, I have so many interests. My special interests are intercessory prayer, as I said, music, dance, singing, drama, and language, which I need to learn some more of. Digital and video photography. I've been doing photography from the time I was in my teenage years.
Oh, great.
Crafting, creative writing and poetry, that is one of my main gifts. And I've been using that mostly in my core programs, some divisional events, including officers' councils, pilgrimage, music, and women's camps. Those gifts that I mentioned, I have been utilizing them here. And with my computer, writing and photography skills, I have been able to create prayer calendars, flyers, newsletters, videos, PowerPoints, all things that could advertise the Salvation Army programs throughout my office of life.
Yeah.
And also, I have been able to contribute to the Northern Divisional website and the NAR Wellness monthly newsletters as well. Thank God for the opportunity.
Yeah, it's great. Those are some pretty amazing gifts and talents that God has given you. And I feel cheated that I haven't gotten to actually see them in person yet. So when all of this is over, when this pandemic is over, we need to have you come to Chicago, or I need to come visit you. I need to come up to Minnesota to visit you and see you in action, because I would love to see that. That's great.
Thank you.
So we know that ministry comes with both joys and challenges. What's been the biggest challenge you've had to deal with, especially in this pandemic that we just have been through?
One of the biggest challenges we have had is growing both our women's ministries and our youth ministries for several reasons. But however, since the COVID-19 crisis, we have used the medium of virtual Zoom meetings for our Bible study, prayer meeting, women's and men's ministries, core council, and Sunday school meetings, general encouragement to our core members and participants as well. And would you believe it, some persons who would not have had the opportunity to rush from work to come to the core are able to join on Zoom when they're able to. Some even join at work and they turn off the video. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they turn it on and off, and they're able to join into the different meetings that are going on.
I love that. I feel like we have been forced into this new online digital age, right? Even though, I mean, we tapped into it before. It's always been there for us to use. But now, more and more people we're going to see are going to still be utilizing the option to go virtual. Do you see that as a part of your continuing ministry going forward for the future?
Yes, we see that. This even we have started about our in-person Sunday meetings, wellness meeting, but we're going to be continuing to do this even if we were to start about in-person meetings later during the year or next year. This virtual meeting is still good. We see it as part of our ministry to even reach out to the members at short notice.
Yeah.
Especially during the winter season, it has been a great help.
Oh, my goodness.
Very great help.
I know. And there are a lot of people, I feel like, who are never going to feel comfortable going out again in the larger group settings. And so offering them this option is such a unique ministry in itself. And I feel like, too, what a broader audience that we have to reach. You know, if we offer this to a lot of people, what a great opportunity that we have to reach more people even outside of our four walls. It's really great. Yeah. I feel like God has really turned that part of the pandemic into something good.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what has been your favorite part of your ministry.
My favorite part of ministry as an officer is planning, making projects and decorating for events, especially women's ministry rallies, prayer luncheons, League of Mercy seminars, open days, our sponsorship Christmas parties at the School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. That was a very interesting time for me, preparing for those children and making them feel special.
Oh, yeah.
Tea parties, too. Yeah. You know, and now that I'm here, I do the same, especially assisting with the backpacks, supports for kids, and the toy shop distribution that we have. Great opportunities.
Yeah, that's a lot going on where you are. Who has been the greatest influence in your life, looking back?
The greatest influence on my life has been my God-fearing parents. They have really brought us up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Mm-hmm. It was mandatory for us to go to church on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And when we came over to Salvation Army in 1982, we used to be involved in all the programs, Sunday school, junior soldiers, the band, singing company, four cadets, vacation Bible school, home league, League of Mercy. Even when I wasn't the age I would attend, harvest, Easter, Christmas celebrations, just among some of the programs that they would have there. And of course, that is where I started to do my decorating, et cetera, and do my writing. You know, we learned the band. the music through the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. The officer at the time was Major Noel Mason, who was a retired officer of the Central Territory.
Okay.
And he's the same one who enrolled both myself and my brother as junior soldiers.
Oh, wow.
And interestingly enough, I succeeded him in this appointment here.
Oh, no way.
Right.
That's
in Minneapolis.
Great.
So God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you are a woman of the word. You know your Bible.
Yeah.
You study your Bible, and you've read a lot of scripture over the years. But what scripture has had the biggest impact on your life?
Oh, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And this
Amen.
Keeps me going on those days when you feel down and dreary, or any time when I have had a simple cold or flu or whatever.
Yeah.
That verse has really stuck with me. And through the various challenges that I would have even faced through ministry, mm-hmm. you know, family challenges, etc., that has really stuck with me through my entire life.
Mm. That is a great scripture. It is a mantra of many people, and it means so many different things to different people. But when we grab hold of those scriptures and the Lord really writes them on our hearts and uh-huh. makes them a part of our daily life, that's a beautiful thing. So I'm going to ask you something a little off script. What's something that people don't know about you? What's something that's different about you that people might not know about you?
I love to work on puzzles, you know, those crossword puzzles.
Yeah.
I love doing that. I love experimenting with cooking. I'm trying to improve on my cooking as well.
Yeah.
That was one of the things my mother loved to do. And my daughter is actually learning as well. So that is one of the things that I'm really working on.
I love that.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I love to go to the beach, not to swim. I love to be by the shore.
Yes.
I'm afraid of swimming, but I love to be by the shore,
okay.
you know.
Yep.
That's a healthy thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the things I love to do as well.
I love the ocean, the look of the ocean, too, but you cannot get me on a cruise or to swim in the ocean. I will not do it. I can swim in a pool just fine, but open bodies of water terrify me. So I can relate to that. I don't do much swimming at the ocean, but it's beautiful to look at. And
for some of the persons in US, they wouldn't know that I was a real cry baby when I was younger. I used to cry at everything, and I actually used to turn red. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. I was very, very shy.
You were shy.
Very, very shy.
Oh
yes.
Man.
Very, very shy.
So the Lord really has brought you out of that.
Yes, He has.
Brought you out of your shell. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you are a full-time pastor with the Salvation Army, which comes with so many hats that you have to wear, and you've mentioned some yeah. of those before. But what motivates you as a woman in full-time leadership and ministry, and how do you take care of yourself?
Well, I am motivated by prayer mostly
mm-hmm.
and the love of God.
Yeah.
I also love writing, praise and worship,
mm-hmm.
Eating healthy meals, photography, drama mostly. I actually write a lot of drama too
okay.
at times. So I use this to keep myself occupied and to be creative in my ministry too. I also take care of myself by starting and ending off each day in prayer and devotion, reading books sometimes during the week, and attending a weekly writer's prayer group on Zoom. This was formed out of a writer's course, which I attended last year, July, online. And I exercise at least 3 days a week at home.
Okay.
For about 15 minutes or so.
That's good. So you have your spiritual health and your physical health intact, which is really great. Mm-hmm. Now, were you able to attend the prayer meetings and the rallies and things that happened last year for George Floyd? Were you a part of any of that?
Yes, interestingly enough, our family was there, along with some other members of our core.
Okay.
And Major Nancy Mead, the divisional secretary for the program at that time, selected me to carry the flag.
Wow.
I never expected to be in the forefront or anything.
Yeah.
But I was selected along with another officer to carry the flag. And then we took, the march down the street and so on.
Yeah.
At that time. So looking back on it, it was a very wonderful, unexpected opportunity.
Yeah.
And I was glad to be able to be there and to be able to pray. My daughter was able to pray as well.
What a privilege. And I'm sure you and your husband are leading the way in the cause for social and racial justice in Minneapolis.
Yes, we are. And along with that, we're also encouraging persons in the human trafficking as well.
We
look at that as well because, right. You know, anything can happen. So we focus on both those two topics as well.
That's great. Those are very important causes right now. Our society right now is so tempered under that umbrella right now. And so it's important to have strong leadership when it comes to those particular topics. So thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that.
I would love to encourage women, especially women, don't feel that God cannot use you.
Amen.
You may be young. Don't think that you're too young to do anything for God. God calls us even when we are in an older age, but especially the younger ones. I don't want to feel that God cannot use them.
Yeah.
Whatever gifts you have, just ask God to equip you for the task ahead. As I said, I was a very shy person, and up to the farewell Sunday in my home court before I went to training college, I actually cried on a platform when I was preaching.
Wow.
But I was able to overcome that over the years. Mm-hmm. And I must say that it was the right decision I made in making full-time decision to enter the ministry of the Salvation Army. And I have never regretted it one day. And I do want to thank my leaders throughout my years. Mm-hmm. This year is going to be 22 years for me on June the 27th.
That's great.
And I just want to thank those who would have encouraged me along the way. Mm-hmm. I would have also had some negative persons, which have caused me to propel forward, especially through my ministry of prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Persons who said that I would only last about 6 weeks or so on.
Oh, my goodness.
But I proved them wrong, and to know that God is in the midst of everything. And I want to also thank the Salvation Army for giving myself and my family the opportunity to be here in the Minneapolis Parkview Corps, Donner Division, USA Central Terry, to be on international service at this time. The resources they have given us, the opportunities, attending seminars, et cetera, have really opened up our eyes and have also led us to minister to other persons who we may not have, you know, come into contact with and who we were probably there for them at that particular time in their lives. And I just want to really thank them for allowing us to be here.
That's great. I just really appreciate you taking the time for us today. It's been a joy just to get to know you a little bit better. And I hope in the future when our borders start to open up again and we can start traveling, that we can spend some quality time together and really get to know one another. You're a delight to talk to, Major Pyle.
Thank you. It was very nice talking to you, Heather, as well, not only by email, but seeing you in person as well.
Yeah, that's right. I look forward to many more conversations with you. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
What a privilege it was to talk to Major Paula Pyle today. I know that you were inspired and encouraged by what she had to say. We will continue to pray for her ministry in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the Parkview Salvation Army. I hope this podcast has left you prepared and equipped for tomorrow. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. God bless you.